We just finished the sugya. It started yesterday. It concluded today. Of simanim deiraisa or simanim derabanan. Why had any boy? Simanim deiraisa, simanim derabanan. If simanim deiraisa, it's learned out from the pasuk that says v'hoye imcha adroish achicha oisai. If somebody comes claiming that an aveda belongs to him, dorsheyu im ramai huay enay ramai. How you deirish him? Bisimanim. The Gemara said it's not muchach that rasha because it could be the way you deirish him is not with simanim but rather with eda. And it's for that reason the Gemara had it sad that maybe Simanim is the Rabbanan. Simanim is the Rabbanan, works with Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. Why would the Rabbanan make such a takana? Because it actually is in the best interest of the Baal Aveda for that to be the Halacha, because the likelihood is that he's the one that's going to be able to present the Aveda. But one thing is clear, and that is that it was a little bit unclear, Lemaskana, whether Simanim's deiraisa, Simanim's derabanan. In fact, the Gemara said, Shma mino, Simanim deiraisa, Shma mino. And then the Gemara said, Imtim tzoloi ma Simanim deiraisa. Said the Gemara, didn't you just say, Shma mino, Simanim deiraisa, Shma mino? But the Gemara says, yeah, because it's really not such a Shma mino. So what's the bottom line? Is Simanim deiraisa, Simanim derabanan? So the Rambam in Hilchas Gzeilu Aveda, it's Perikud Gimel Alochi, he says, Ha Simanim ha muvhakim, based on the end of yesterday's daf, end of today's daf, Snoimchem aleim v'donim alpiyem b'chol makim din taira. So Rambam says that simonim, albeit simonim ufakim, is deiraisa, and the makar is v'haya imcha adroish achicha oisai. Stating that, there is a zoyer in Parshas Chukas that says a dover nifla. So the zoyer kodesh is going on the following pasuk. It's the mafter of Parshas Chukas. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, al tira oisai, ki biyodcha nasati oisai ves kol amoi ves artsai. Vasisa loy kasher asisa v'sichoi melecha amoiri, asher yoishev b'cheshm. So who is this al tira oisai? Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, don't fear him. It's referring to Oig Melech HaBashan. So Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of Oig Melech HaBashan, and Hashem told Moshe al tira oisai. Zok the Zohar HaKadosh, quote, Tochazi, there's two times in the Torah where it says the word oisai, and the word oisai is written male, and it's not written chasa. So usually the word oisai is written aleph, saf, vav. But says the Zohar, there's two places in the Torah where the word oisai is written aleph, vav, saf, vav. Chada. One of them is this pasuk al tira oisai that Hashem tells Moshe regarding Oig Melech HaBashan, v'chad, and the other one is adroish ochicha oisai in the parsha of Hashavas Aved. My time, what's the reason? Zok the Zohar HaKadosh, begin the inun ois mamish, because in these two places the word oisai doesn't just mean him, but the word oisai is miloshin ois. Miloshin oisois v'simonim oisois umoifsim. And the Zohar explains, adroish ochicha oisai. What does it mean, adroish ochicha oisai? The boy leforsha hahu ois tahu aveda. Adroish ochicha oisai means when a person comes and he gives you an ois. He gives you a simon, simonim deiraisa. So the word oisai is miloshin ois. And that's why it says oisai male. Additionally, uf hachodein ois da'ai. And over here in the pasuk of Ayom Hashem el Moshe, al tira oisai, it's referring to the ois of Oig Melech HaBashan. What does this mean? This dabak b'avram u'mianche b'esahava. Because Oig Melech HaBashan was one of the anche b'esai of Avram Avinu. He was dovik to Avram Avinu. V'chad iskazer Avram. And when Avram Avinu got bris milo, maksiv, what does the pasuk say? V'chol anche b'esai. And then it says, yilid boyis u'miknas kesef me'es ben nechar nimoy l'loyta. It wasn't just Avram Avinu that did bris milo, but it was Avram Avinu and yilid b'esai. It was miknas kesef. Even the Bnei Necher that were affiliated with him, they all got bris milo. And specifically, when it says v'chol anche beisa, you know it's referring to da oig. This gazerima, it means oig Melech HaBashan who got bris milo together with Avram Avinu. The kabel hay os kadisha, and because of that, he had an ois. What was the ois? It's the ois bris kodesh. Given the chama oig, the Yisrael mekarvin gabe. As soon as oig Melech HaBashan saw that the Yidden were coming towards his gvul, on their way into Eretz Yisrael, Omar, he said, Havadai ano akdimna schusa dikoim lon. I am going to be okay. And the reason I'm going to be okay is because I have a schus that predates this group of people. I have an ois bris kodesh. I'm the v'chol anche beisnoi of Avram Avinu. V'dosh shavi lekivle. And it's because of this schus that Oig Melech HaBashan had the confidence to go and fight against the Yidden. As soon as Moshe Rabbeinu realized this, he got scared. How am I going to be able to be oiker the schus that Oik Melech HaBoshen has, that he has bris milah from Avram Avinu? Right, just to think about that for a second. Who was Oik Melech HaBoshen's moyo? Avram Avinu. So Avram Avinu literally was the one that gave Oig Melech HaBashan this Ois Pris Kodesh. And if he gave him this Ois Pris Kodesh, Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid. How am I going to come about this? Amar, he said, Vaday Hoyim Minidili Meis. He said, if I had my Yamin, I had my right, I guess the inappropriate or the inaccurate way to pronounce, to translate this would be my right-hand man, right? My Yamin is no longer alive. The Yamin of Avram of Moshe Rabbeinu was Aharon HaKohen. The Hayamina Boy Lahai. And that's a problem, because the only way I'm going to be able to overcome Oig Melech HaBashan is if I have my Yamin. Now, I don't have my Yamin, because Aharon HaKohen's not alive anymore. Now, Ine Maha Lazar, I have a Lazar Kohen Gadol. It's true, a Lazar is a Yamin, but he's not my Yamin. Yamina de Siharahu, Velodili. He's the Yamin of my moon. Who is the moon of Moshe? Pnei Moshe kepnei Achamu, pnei Yeshua kepnei Alevana. So he's the Yamin of Yeshua ben Nun. But the problem is that Oig Melech HaBashan's Ois comes from the Yamin. And the reason it comes from the Yamin is the Avram Yaminohu. Because Avram Avinu is from the Yamin. So Moshe Rabbeinu sees Oig Melech HaBashan and he sees he's coming very confidently. And he knew what that confidence was coming from. It was coming from the fact that he had Bris Milah. And he had Bris Milah from Avram Avinu. Now, Avram Avinu was the Yamin, and because of that, it gave him a tremendous, tremendous kayach. And if Moshe Rabbeinu had his Yamin, who was a Aharon HaKohen, he would have been comfortable. This is way above our pay grade. But being that he didn't have his Yamin, because Kfar Mis Aharon, I don't have my Yamin anymore, I have a Lazar. But a Lazar is the Yamin of Yeshua, he's not my Yamin, so therefore he was worried. Incidentally, the Mefarshei HaZoyer, specifically the Ramak, Ramoshe Kardavero, the Baal Tomei Devarer, so he says, what does this mean, that Moshe Rabbeinu chapped that Oig Melech HaBashan had a koyach because he was coming mitzad the Yamin, as opposed to Moshe, who no longer has the Yamin. So he says, Avram Avinu was called the Yamin because Avram Avinu was the Amud HaChesed. And Chesed is Yamin. Aharon HaKohen was also the Amud HaChesed. But the problem is, he didn't have Aharon HaKohen. Meaning, Aharon HaKohen could have overcame a schus that came from Avram Avinu. The problem is, Aharon HaKohen was kfar mis, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have his Yamin. I think this is something that jives very well with something we've spoken about over the years, and that is Avram Avinu, we know, is the Amud HaChesed. V'anefesh asha asa b'charon, v'ayita ishel. The whole avoid of Avram Avinu was the avoid of Chesed. Aharon HaKohen's avoid was the same avoid. Oyev Shalom, Roidev Shalom, Oyev Esabriyos, u'mekar v'latayr. He once spoke out from the Sefer Merkeves HaMishnah. Merkeves HaMishnah, this is from the Megorshei Sfard. It's a pirush that was written on Pirkei Avos, where he says that the midah of Aharon HaKohen on that Mishnah, he was Oyev Shalom v'Roidev Shalom, was mamish midasai shel Avram Avinu. He says, in fact, ein bein Aharon HaKohen l'Avram Avinu ela shmoyne begadim b'vad. He says the only difference between Avram Avinu and Aharon HaKohen was shmoyne begadim. And he says, remez l'davar, Avram is begamatria 248 and Aharon is begamatria 256, and the difference between 256 and 248 is 8. Ein bein Avram Avinu l'Aharon HaKohen ela shmoyne begadim b'vad. But the bottom line is to overcome the schus of Avram dafman Aharon HaKohen. It's coming from the same place. I think that's matim, this Indian a little bit. But the bottom line is, he says, a chobnish. Miyad. So what happened? He was afraid. Why was he afraid? He was afraid because of the ois, bris, kodesh, that Oig Melech HaBashan had from Avram Avinu. His Amar Kutcha Bericha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, told him, Al tira oisoi, lo yisidcha lahu astile. Don't be afraid of his ois. Va'afilu li yamin lo yitzterich. You don't need your yamin. Ki biyotcha nasati, I gave him over to you in your hand. Those are the next words in the pasuk, meaning smala dilach yekar le me'alma. Your left hand, your smile is going to be able to overcome his yamin. What do you mean? But he has the ois pris kodesh of Avram Avinu. But the reason is the who pogim reshima delay. So Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, because he was already pogim his bris. Uman de pogim lahai os. And any person that's pogim the ois pris kodesh is chazi lis akra me'alma. That in and of itself is a terrible thing. The kolshkein smolid dilach the iu yodach. And certainly your smile is something that would be able to overcome and be able to counteract it. Meaning, it's true, Igmal Chabashan had an Ois Bris Kodesh, but he was pagan as Ois Bris Kodesh. Vamevin Yavin. And as a result, he no longer had that Tzchus. And because he no longer had that Tzchus, it's for that reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Al Tira Oisai. Oisai, don't worry about his Ois. So Zokta Zayir HaKadosh. There's two places in the Torah where the word Oisai is written Mole. It's not written Chasa. One of them is, the other one is Adroish Achicha Oisai. Why in those two places is a Mali Aleph Vav Safav? The reason is because in those two places the word Oisai is Miloshin Ois. Adroish Achicha Oisai Simonim Deiraisa. Unser Sugya. And Vayom Hashem Al Avram Al Tira Oisai. It's because Moshe was afraid of the Ois Pris Kodesh because he was the Anche Beisai of Avram Avinu. And Hashem told him he was ready Poygam as Ois Pris Kodesh. And as a result, this is not something you have to worry about. Ad Kan. There's one problem with desire. It's a very, 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 very big problem. If you open up a Sefer Torah and you look at the pasuk Vayom Hashem al Avram, Vayom Hashem al Moshe al Tira Oisai, and you go to the pasuk al Adroish Achicha Oisai, it doesn't say Oisai Moli. It says Oisai Chaser. Every single time in the Torah that it says the word Oisai, it says Oisai Chaser, not Oisai. It's a beautiful shtickle Torah. It's a Zayir HaKadosh. Oh, but it's not Oisgehalten with unsere Messiah, with unsere Sefer Torah. Because if you open up a Sefer Torah, the two Oisais that the Zohar says is Oisai Mole, Aleph Vav Sof, it's written Chaser, it's not written Mole. And it's a Pliatsu. And you know this question was asked to? This question was asked to the Radvaz, Rab David Ben Zimri. The Radvaz was asked this kasha. The Shoyul asked the Radvaz. He said that he learned the Zohar HaKadosh. And he saw in the Zohar that it says, that there's two places that it says Ois Mole, as opposed to all the Oisois that are Chaser. And he opened up a Sefer Torah, and he saw it's really Chaser. So what this Yid started to do was, he started going, and he started being Magia, all the Sefer Torah, and all the places that it says Oisoi Chaser, these two places, he went and he made them into Moles. And he said that he has to do it, and the Oilam is giving him a little bit of a hard time, and he sends this Shaila to the Radvaz, and he says, Yilam Deinu Rabbeinu, Bekitzel, like, what are we supposed to stop being Magia the Sifrei Torah? Because our Sifrei Torah is Oisai Chaser, even in those two places. Oh, but it's a Mefurish Zayar Kaddish. So what exactly are you supposed to do? So I'll just read you a few excerpts from the Radvaz. Says the Radvaz, Tshuva, Temesi ala Magiyim Ho'ela. Says it's a tmiyah to me these magiim. V'chi odif lehu medroshoi shel Rashbizal yoisem me gemara arucha shebi yodenu. Is the Zohar HaKadosh more? Is it odif than mefurish gemaras? Because you find the same exact inyan in gemaras as well. There's a gemara that says that the word palakshim is written chaser. Ubechal asfarim umale. In the Torah it's not true. We have palakshim mole. V'chein v'asimem b'roshechem. It's the Gemara darshins is if it's written chasu b'chalas farim chasu mole vechein vayhiba yom kalois moisha. The Gemara says kalas ksiv. It's not true b'chalas farim chasu mole v'lama vayigiu es kaleila lefita usam desavri diyesh lahagia al pi amedrash. If you're supposed to be magia based on a medrash, so why only the Zohar are you being magia based on? There's other chazals also where l'chura this is something that you should go ahead and do. Ela ikrin shal dvarim masha agadacha. Said the Rav Asim, let me explain to you what's going on over here. Shekol mole. Anytime there's a mali v'chaser, shnetalu by din, which is totally in a halacha, the fish match shnalamdu b'gemara, keep going, karnois, sometimes it's mali, sometimes it's chaser, we're going sukkah, sometimes it's mali, sometimes it's chaser, right? We learn how many defanis do you have to have in a sukkah from the amount of malis and chasers, we keep going, ubein einloi, ayin olav, elu kiyoitzebehem. These types of words, yesh lehagia hasvarim. You're supposed to be magia the svarim. Im nimtzu hepech mimacha kasa b'gemar. If you're going to find in the svarim something that's connected to gemar. So if you have a gemar, a chazal, where we learned the halacha, and it's based on a mali v'chaser, and you open up a sefer Torah, and the mali v'chaser is inconsistent, then go ahead and be magia. I will call mali v'chaser, the loy nafka mina le'inyan dino, el a medrash ba'alma, all it is a medrash ba'alma, loy nagia shum sefer al pi adrosha, you're not going to be magia sefer, v'loy al pi amasoyre, el al zlina basir rupa, the loy adif mikol dini atayre, kala v'chamur and damin and achri rabim lahatois. This is what he says, it's nyesh lano lagia asfarim basir roi, asfarim b'milsa loy talya le'inyan dino. Sefer chapsa nafka mina le'inyan dino. din, okay, then you have a problem. But if it's not something that chaps an afkimina lalacha, then it's different. Incidentally, where else do you find a halach in Hilchas Sefer Torah where if you messed up in a mali v'chasa, it matters whether it's an afkimina ladin or not? So this is the Michas Chinuch's teretz to the Shagasari's kasha. Shagasari, Michas Chinuch brings this mitzvah to Star Yak. He asks the kasha that the Gemara says in Kedushin Daf Lamed that we're not pekin in Chaseris v'yaseris. So Shagasari, how could you have a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah? You're not going to get it right anyways. Rambam says if you write a Pasul Sefer Torah, you're not making the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Today, no one knows the Chaseris v'yaseris. So by that, so he wanted to be melamed schus on people that don't write Sefer Torah. Oh, it's very good. The reason we have to write a Sefer Torah is because he can't get it right anyways. Because we're not pekin in Chaseris v'yaseris. Zok to Michas Chinuch, it can't be. So I, we're not pekin in Chaseris v'yaseris. It's a Mefurish Gemara. So the Gemara that says we're not pekin in Chaseris v'yaseris, Zok to Michas Chinuch means Chaseris v'yaseris where there's no nafkemina ledina. So if there's no nafkemina, like a haroin, is it written moly or chaser? So good. Is that a nafkemina laloch? If a haroin a koyin is moly v'chaser, it's not. I'm sure in the pnimis in the Seidus HaTorah, of course, a chaps nafkeminas. But in Pshutei Shel Mikra, there's no nafkemina, and there's no nafkemina in Medrash and Din either. I mean, there's no nafkemina laloch. So therefore, over there, you don't have to be bucking it. And that's what Chazal meant when they said they weren't Bekin. The Chaseris V'yaseis that had Nafkeminas La'alocha, of course they were Bekin. But either way, the Radvaz said this been a gay of being Magia Sifrei Torah, Alpi Medshnish, Alpi Gemara, Alpi Zayra Kodesh. So Zokter Radvaz, that's what it's going. But Zokter Radvaz, I have one problem with this. Ready? Inside. Vim time. Ha Teinach Altira Oysai, Bishloim the Ois of Altira Oysai. Referring to Oich Melech HaBosh and David Rosh of Alma. So I understand that if you get that word Oisai wrong, meaning our Sifrei Torah have it chaser, and in Zohar Kodesh that it has to be Moli. Okay. Aval Adroish Ochicha Oisai Nafkeminale in Yandina. Doloi Madrina Navei De'ela B'simonim. Right? This is not a digression, this raid bite. This is Mamish on today's daf. It's Mefurish that you can only return it with Simonim. It's learnt out from a Pasek. Zokter Advah. So that's a Nafkeminale Alocho. So we should be Magi at least. Adroish Ochicha Oisai. So he says, Shtei Chuvis Bedavar. I have two answers to this. Chodah de'ein lismoich ala medrash bozeh kimin t'loi huska b'gemara. This is a big yisai. He says, the Gemara, we just learned it's not a mefurish Gemara. All it is a medrash. I mean that all it is a medrash, meicha teisi v'oi, ki lafi daiti, ha Gemara chaylek esalav. It's more than that. The Gemara is chaylek on this. The eel of niya medrash, limonim dairaisa. Because this medrash, it's mefurish from the way the word ois is written. That limonim is dairaisa. Vim kein, maikam iboyul on simonim. So what's the whole shayla in the Gemara of Simonim Deiraisa, Simonim Derabanan? Mikra Molei, Dibra Kosev, Adroish Ochicha Oisoi, Ad Tidroish Esimonoi, Elevadei HaGemara Loi Sfirulei Dahavi Molei, Ve'ein Laharich Bozeh, Lefik Shekfar Nishal HaRaj. But then he says, the Raj really asked a similar question and he said a similar response. But the bottom line is, Dr. Advaz, it's true Adroish Ochicha Oisoi has an afkamina la'alocha, but Lamaisa, it's clear to me that the Gemara didn't hold it as. So it's a machlokes Gemara in Zoya, and we paskin like the Gemara, and if that's the case, from the whole sugya ruch of simanim deiraisa, simanim derabanan, and if simanim deiraisa, it's based on a drosh achicha oisa, but not a drosh achicha oisa milosh and ois. Dorosh cheyuim ramai who are alive, and the way you're going to be dorishim is al yidei simanim. So it's mucha from the Gemara. The Gemara didn't hold the drosh of desire, and if the Gemara didn't hold the drosh of desire, so in the Gemara is mivul fakert. So kumtais this zayir is not ois kalt in lalocha. So certainly you're not going to go ahead and be magia. Now there's a drush that comes out from it, but you're not magia sifrei Torah based on drush. Either way, this is what the Radvaz wrote back, and then he just ended with one postscript. He said like this: the person that was magia all this sifrei Torah says to Radvaz, he scared me, he intimidated me. But Umroy, he said, he said he went ahead and he was magia all this sifrei Torah, and then there was one person that started undoing what he did. And he said, that year that he did this, he became a Saginar. And this person was telling the Radvaz, don't chaper with this. Don't try to be Magia the Sifrei Torah, not like the Zohar HaKadosh, because somebody did it, and this person became a Saginar. Said the Radvaz, even though this person scared me, loy chashashti ledvarav, I listened to what he had to say. V'amarti, and I said, loy lechvoidi, v'loy lechvoid be'saba ani oysa. Elo kidei shlo yarbu machloikis b'Yisrael. I'm doing this to preserve the sanctity of the Torah. V'loy tasa Torah seinu kishtei Torahs. Because I was worried you're going to have two Sifrei Torahs. This is going to be the one that says Adroish Achicha Oisnei Mole, and there's going to be the one that says Adroish Achicha Oisnei Chosen. And Kolshkein, certainly us, Sha'anu Bein Umazu, we live between the nations, Sha'omrim, Sha'anu Echlafnu B'Torah, that we already, changed the Torah. Torah, and we added things and we subtracted things, if they're going to see that we're a little bit unsure about what the right nusach is supposed to be in the Sefer Torah, you know what's going to end up happening? See, right, so Al-Kain, therefore, halachti ani ba'atzmi lebeis ha-magia. He said, I went to all the Seferim, umatzasi shloish nesvarim mugoyim, and I found three Sefer Torah that this magia was magia, v'tikanti oysam, and I switched them, v'chzarti ha-teres ha-toyre kasheh b'tchilo, and I returned our Torah liyoshna, ubiyesa ha-svarim, v'gozarti olav sheshuv lo yagia svarim api medrish, el api roiv ha-svarim, v'olav yisparach potachti ki hu yodea talumai slev. I had no fear, because I knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the Talmud Salev. The bottom line is a fascinating tshuva from the Ravas. If you want to look it up, there's a lot of lies, thousands of tshuvas from the Ravas. This is in Chelek Dalet, and it is Kuf Aleph, or if you're going from the beginning, it's Elef Kuf Ayin Beis, 1172. That's what this tshuva is from the Ravas. It's literally Dvar Mufam.